Mini episode 1056 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge mini episode 1056. I'm FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our week 8 preview for the 2018 NFL season. We went 8-6 last week, bringing us to 50-49-6 on the season. We went 3-0 on the big three and 1-0 on the lock, making us 10-11 and 4-3 on those respectively. Tennessee, Dallas, the LA Chargers, and the ATL are off this week. On Thursday night, two teams going in opposite directions square off in Houston as the Texans lay 7.5 to Miami. Because of those divergent directions, for us, the pick is obvious. In what might be Hugh Jackson's last stand, the Browns travel down the turnpike to get 8, up from 7.5 from the Steelers. The slide for C-Town continues here, possibly flushing Hugh's head coaching career once and for all. The Bronco D is going to face as stiff a challenge as they possibly could right in their own division when they travel to KC, getting 9.5 down from 10.5. Routing Arizona doesn't mean that Denver's off the schneid, as they'll fail to get the back door even on extra rest. The first city comes to the second city. It's the Jets at the Bears, with the home team laying 7.5 up from a touchdown. The bulk of New York's offensive success has come against weaker defenses than this one, which shows us where this one's headed. On a short week, the G-Men will be hosting a Redskin team that has won consecutive games for what feels like the first time since Joe Gibbs was the coach. The game started as a pick'em, but now sees Washington laying 1. For a DC team we think is playing over their heads, at least in terms of record, here's the seemingly inexplicable loss that brings them back to earth. Two teams that have cooled off after a hot start meet on the banks of the Ohio River when the Bucks come to the Natty, getting 3.5 down from 6. The Bengal offense will exploit the Tampa defense as the Browns couldn't and should have. This one could be black and blue with these two defenses. It's Baltimore at Carolina, with the road team laying 2.5 in a game that started as a pick'em. The Panther O-line is going to have too many problems here for the home side to pull it out. Call it the Super Bowl of Suck. The Niners come to Arizona in a game that started at pick'em and now sees San Fran laying 1.5. There's no reason to pick either team except that the cards just shuffled offensive coordinators, and that sometimes leads to better results, at least in the short term, so that's where we're going. This one could be quite a bombs-away affair. It's the Pack at the Rams, with Green Bay getting 9 down from 10.5. It's as close to a must-win game as we ever see Aaron Rodgers and company have in October, so that at least merits a backdoor play. On Sunday night, it's one of the most anticipated games of the year, as the Saints return to the scene of the Minnesota Miracle, laying 1.5 after originally getting 1. A wise man once said on this program to go against teams who open as short dogs and turn into short faves, but with the overwhelming revenge factor for New Orleans here, we're going that way instead. The bookies are expecting no mercy from Belichick on Monday night as the Pats come to Buffalo, laying 13.5 down from 14. It's hard to lay that many points, but the Bills just can't hang, so we're going to. Now for the big three. The whiff of desperation will be in the air in London for both teams as the Eagles come in playing a field goal up from 2.5 to the Jags. We used this device last week and it worked in the Miami game, envisioning a team's record after the game. It's impossible for us to see Philly at 3-5, so they're going over here. Just in case there are any Seahawk fans nostalgic for the Kingdome, they'll get to see them play indoors this week at Detroit getting a field goal. The Lions save their best efforts for the league's best teams. Since Seattle has passed its mid-decade peak, they no longer qualify for that status, so take them. Here's the 1,000-star gold-plated lock of the millennium for NFL Week 8. Indy's looking to keep their bounce back going, and what better way than visiting the dregs of the league, the Fire Sale Raiders. The Colts are laying a field goal in a game that somehow started as a pick'em. One of these teams has mailed it in, so we'll take Andrew Luck and the team that hasn't. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.